Howdy, Frank Show. Last time I heard, Arielle Kebble was out in the parking lot. Is she here? Get her in here!
Wait, what are we waiting on?
What are you waiting on?
Of course, she's been driving, and if she just got here, has no downtime.
There she is. Look at that. She rolled out of bed looking like that, Heidi. Come on.
I know.
Seriously. Hello, I'm Frank.
Ariel.
Nice to meet you. Ariel, okay.
Ariel.
I'm Heidi. Nice to meet you.
Do I get the high chair?
Yes, you get the very, very high chair.
Oh, my God. I'm going to fall.
Is it too high for you? We can lower it.
We don't.
Jump on up there. One, two, three.
I didn't quite do it to time, but
there we go. Is it totally uncomfortable?
No, it's fun. I feel like I'm in a high chair. Any excuse to feel like a kid.
Those
right?
Your headphones. You want to put those on?
Unless,
you don't want to.
She don't want to mess your hair up.
Mess your hair up. Or,
I don't care about that.
It's early in the morning.
Why are you here?
Because I was told to be here.
Oh, yeah. She's like, I have no idea who you guys are.
You guys invited me.
We did invite you.
I am so curious about this dating show. I mean, there have been, dating shows through the years. But Perfect Score, explain it to people, because I think it's fascinating where I get paid if I can figure out who's a perfect match for me.
Yeah. The contestants have a chance to win up to $50,000.
Sounds good so far.
Yeah. And they're very excited about that. and the way the game works is everyone takes the same compatibility test before they come on the show. And then 10 contestants line up and two best friends are actually competing against each other to win the date and who they believe they're most compatible with, through three different elimination rounds. So it's very interesting because the majority of the time you see these contestants go for the people they believe they're most compatible for, and you find out they're actually like their least compatible mate.
Not a match at all.
Yes, exactly.
So the two best
friends are
competing for the
especially
same.
Especially in LA, right?
Yeah.
We're competing for the same woman, or say it's two guys, we're competing for the same woman who has, she's the perfect match for both of us?
Yes.
Okay, so
that's why we hope they're still best friends when they leave the show.
Okay.
that's a good twist, too.
It's a little twist, yeah. It keeps it very exciting.
So if we don't pick the $50,000 woman, then we...
Or man.
Or man, because it goes...
It switches
sure it
back,
goes
and
back
and forth.
Yeah. What's the lowest denomination that a woman's worth?
$1.
$1.
$1.
Oh, no. Oh,
does she know she's $1 before the end and she's chosen?
No. And the thing is, we're not like, we're not saying, hi, Frank, you're worth $1.
He's just taking the test and doing all, answering
no,
all the questions.
I want to be very clear. Everyone in my book is worth $1 million.
Aww.
But it's just based on that particular person's
compatibility.
Exactly. So what I like about the show is it completely eliminates all stereotypes. You can't be biased. You can't go for – you really have to, like, dig deep within yourself to think how these people are responding to you, and does that really connect up to what you believe works for you? Because at the end of the day, that's the only way they're going to get the $50,000.
And if this questionnaire or this algorithm that you put people through to figure out who's the $50,000,
which is really just fun for us. I mean, let's be honest.
Like, what would be one of the questions?
But if I walked out there and was like, oh my God, I'm hoping I'm the dollar. I mean, seriously.
What do you mean?
No.
If you see the girl?
If I'm so incompatible, I mean, through the questionnaire, I might be able to sense that myself and go, oh my God, I hope I'm not the $50,000 date. Because do I have to go out with her if she picks me and I'm $50,000?
I don't think we really care about you as much as we care about the person. No offense, dollar man. But, no. But the two contestants that come on the show looking to score the date and the money, they don't get the money if they don't go on the date. So it's really up to them. It's not up to who they pick.
And it's not about choosing the money or the date. It's you. If you go on the date, you get the money.
Absolutely. And we not to give it away, spoiler alert, we actually did have more than one person come on the show and win $50,000.
Really?
So, yeah.
What if,
okay.
Here's a scenario, what if the best friends that are competing to pick the ultimate date for $50,000, what if they both want the same woman? And she happened.
That's when the drama comes in.
Then it's really a hoot and a holler.
That's when it really starts getting fun.
That happens a lot. So we've had on the show, we've had two girls pick the same guy, And then it literally comes down to the dollar amount, because it's who that one guy is most compatible with.
Because you could be off just by one question or whatever.
Yeah, it's not exactly. Yeah, exactly. So
one connection, whatever.
Yeah. So we've had that happen. We've also had tiebreakers happen where
we do there.
Yeah, where we have to do it there, like a very quick 30-second elimination round.
What are the elimination rounds?
But because it's interesting, because some of the best friends are so similar, they literally pick. The right down to we have to go into tiebreaker to help determine a winner, and then other people are so opposite that it's actually quite shocking they've picked the same person.
Are you ever going to do like identical twins?
I mean, I think we can make that happen. Season 2.
Season 2, yeah.
Season 2.
I think CW would be into it.
Get all your people working on season 2.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we got to go. We got to go.
Identical twins. That's good.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah,
that's
By the way, can I just say, I'm taking over for a second.
Okay,
go.
Can I just say, I was listening to your show this morning, mm-hmm. and the thing that I think is sexy, by the way, is a ball cap. That's my go-to sexy thing.
The one day I don't wear one.
But she is, so she's sexy.
There you go. Thank you.
I love that.
I woke up at 3:15 and I did not feel like blow drying and flat ironing my hair, and I put a ball cap.
That happens every day.
Yeah,
it does happen quite a bit. It's a very early show.
You know, I went on my first date wearing a ball cap, so.
And
we are still happily together.
Look at that, Frank. See?
So were you trying to dress down for the guy to see if he really liked you or what?
Yeah, but let's get back to the show.
No. This is way more interesting. I was asking earlier, just there's things that women do that they think is sexy. They're sexy go-to that men just cannot stand.
Hers is the ball cap. You hate the ball cap.
No. I don't mind the ball cap. You put the ball cap on because you think you're sexy?
It's a very particular... No, because...
What do you do is your sexy move that, like when you're... Is it baby talk? Is it powder?
Ew.
I know, I can't stand baby talk. I want to kill people. Don't even talk, but I'm saying don't even do that to a baby. But women do that. You've seen
him. No, Ariel, he doesn't even want... he doesn't even allow baby talk to an actual baby.
Seriously.
What am I supposed to have, like a real conversation? Hey, baby, look at you.
What's up, man? I hate it.
Yeah.
But no, let's see, being coy, like doing things where you think you're being sexy that guys can't stand. Do you have... When you want to get a guy's attention and you put on a little extra flair, what is the flair?
Frank, look at her.
I'm just saying, she wants to get the guy's attention. Maybe he is ignoring her. I'm sure guys ignore you all the time, right?
I tend to ignore them more.
Yeah, a girl.
Yeah? Yeah, I guess so. But what if the guy's ignoring you?
Keep him wanting more, Frank. Keep him wanting more.
If the guy's ignoring you, though, you're probably intrigued. It's like, what the? He hasn't even looked over here. I got a ball cap on and everything. What's going on?
Oh, you know, this is good.
Do you ever send him a drink? Or you like,
ew, what? No.
Ask him to dance?
No, this is a girl who was pursued. She's not.
No. That is not true. No. I'm very old school when it comes. And I think, honestly, the sexiest thing is not being able to speak.
Some guys love that. Like she is. She can't even talk. I love her.
It is being comfortable. So that's why I go to the ball cap, because I'm like, look, I have to be my absolute 100% most comfortable in any given situation to really know that I'm truly attracted to someone and that person's attracted
to me. I like to keep the bar this way. This is as bad as it gets.
So
then you can go, if you can live with this, it does get better.
Exactly.
But this is
bad. This is me. Take it or leave it.
Yeah. If you can handle, this is what you're going to wake up to.
Yeah.
If you can handle that.
I wake up wearing a ball cap.
It gets a little better.
You guys are playing with different decks of cards when you're going with that. Just like, you're coming in. Come on.
No.
Now, seriously.
I really thought I was picking up what she was putting down.
No, I mean, it's like, don't walk out here with a ball cap and go, this is what you get. She's wearing a ball cap. This is what you get. You probably wake up looking like this.
She wore a ball cap on her first date.
Looks like this when she woke up. This is, how early is this? It's early in the morning.
It's
early. She rolls out of bed and looks like this.
What time did you get up this morning?
6.
To get ready?
Well, I snoozed till 6:45.
She woke up. Oh, yeah.
Do you have many girlfriends? Are you a girl's girl, too? Or are you like have more guy friends?
You know, it's switched over the years. I grew up, I had 5 guy best friends. So I grew up playing sports and pretty much dudes were my best friends. And then recently, over the past 2 years, I have a wonderful circle of girlfriends I love.
There's nothing better.
Daily. It's very important.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more I realize that. It really is important.
Because I was reading your bio, and it says that you moved from Florida to Los Angeles, and, you know, I'm going to be an actress, and your first audition, you land Gilmore Girls.
Your first one.
Yeah, okay, guys, let's not hate. It was not that easy.
Well, it reads like that. It's like, oh, I just got off the plane, stumbled in, and It's yours.
You always hear that, yeah.
Yeah, that's not how it works at all. But I did, there was a lot of preparation going into that. I actually graduated high school at 17. I graduated early knowing I was moving to LA.
And you graduated with like crazy GPA, right?
Yes.
You're a smarty.
Yes.
Smart, beautiful, full instantly,
package.
You know, getting jobs, talented. She's been in tons of stuff. You probably know from The Vampire Diaries. I saw Life Unexpected. Did you know that show was based on me?
Really?
Yeah, it was about the radio guy who found out he had a daughter.
Oh, wow.
That is true. That, yeah, it was. We had them on.
That Two and a Half Men was based on me.
Frank, you're sounding ridiculous.
Hawaii Five-O.
I was on that as well. So
Dexter was all,
not on that one
all
yet.
Based on me. I know, yeah. But yeah. True Blood based on me.
Was on that one.
Now, what did you do on True Blood? Because, I mean, I've been on that show, watching that show. Where I can't remember. I'm sorry.
I played Sam's lover in a flashback episode where we were robbing a bunch of banks and jewels and whatnot. And then, yeah, you didn't watch that episode?
No, I probably did.
I'm forgettable, so.
Well, with
no,
the flashback episode, it was like, yeah, finding out a little more about Sam.
Yeah. But you look different a lot, too. Like,
yes.
You know what I mean? You always have, which is cool, but you do always, like, you Google image you, and sometimes
you're super
blonde, and you always look different.
You know, I didn't go to college, so I kind of lived through a couple awkward experimental phases while the cameras were on me. But I think that I'm pretty settled in my looks now.
Yeah, I mean, actually, you know, starting out in Hollywood at 17 years old and being in that scene right away, going from Florida and then being out here, and all of a sudden you are going out all red carpets and stuff.
Oh, so my God, I remember my first red carpet was Walking Tall. And I turned to my sister, I was like, I'm on a red carpet. Like, I've made it. I'm on the red carpet.
Right.
It didn't matter what red carpet. Yeah. It was just the fact that I was stepping on the
Here's
red carpet.
Here's what it sucks to be on a red carpet. You're invited to some charity event, and you're excited because you're like, oh, I'm going to go to red carpet. And then you're lined up, and they're like, we're going to have you walk this way. And you're not there with a publicist or anything. You're just going, and everybody's snapping pictures, everybody going through, and then all of a sudden you stand there, and you just people stop and go, I don't know.
I don't know who she is. I don't know who she is.
Well, no, I guess we'll take a picture just in case we have it. And then I'm just like awkward.
Or how about it's like, can you say your name into the camera?
Right.
Can you spell it for me? You're like, I was just told to be here. I'm not trying.
I know.
Or the
know.
Best
it's
ever
so
is like,
awkward.
You can just walk behind them and just go right in. Just walk right behind everyone.
Yeah. We've got some people coming. We need to clear the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Great. Well, you don't have to worry
Arielle, good luck on your show. Perfect score. It's on the CW. It's a new dating game show where you can win a date and cash. It premieres Tuesday, July 16th at 9 p.m. On CW. You can come back anytime.
Yeah.
If you want to get up this early, you can come back anytime you want, okay?
Thanks.
Wear
a
ball
nice
cap
to
next
be
time.
Here.
I will. So that we can feel
I had my Dodgers ball cap in the car. I should have brought it
you
in.
You should have, yeah. Look at how we dressed. You know how to dress next time, okay?
But you look awesome. Yeah.
Thank you.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. We're going to come back. We are Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.